Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Earth First versus the FBI and Oakland Police Department trial update. The Judy Berry Day celebration, including the Fiddle Down the FBI, was a joyous event attended by hundreds last Friday in Oakland, California, on the 12th anniversary of the car bomb assassination attempt of Judy Berry. Included was a Fiddle Down the FBI musical protest to procure the return of Berry's fiddle, which was seized by the FBI as evidence at the scene of the bombing. Folk singer Utah Phillips and fiddler Morgan Fitcher hosted the event. Musicians included Lori Lewis, Alicia Littletree, Daryl Cherney, and others. The rally also celebrated the completion of the trial, and our legal team spoke, including Dennis Cunningham, Tony Serra, Bob Bloom, Bill Simpich, and Alicia Littletree. This was also the first celebration of Judy Berry Day, the proposed Oakland City holiday honoring the late environmental, labor, and social justice organizer. An Oakland City Council member, Nancy Nadell, has said if we win the lawsuit, she will propose that the city seriously consider making May 24th an official day of recognition. Judy Berry Day would be devoted to education about the life of the environmentalist, labor organizer, and feminist Judy Berry, as well as FBI persecution of activists such as the Black Panthers. During the celebration, word was received that the jury had announced not a verdict, but their deliberation schedule for this Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. Hopeful prognosticators interpret the absence of an announced schedule for Wednesday to mean the jury believes they're close to a verdict and will arrive at their decision on Tuesday, but there's still a few curves and knuckleballs coming our way before this jury renders its verdict. The FBI filed a ludicrous motion to be heard this Tuesday, May 28th at 8:30 a.m. to dismiss the entire case because our lawyers spoke at the rally allegedly while the jurors were leaving. The FBI complained that Tony Serra asked the public to pray that the jury remain objective and additionally complained that Dennis Cunningham stated that he needed to remain mum about the case. The judge will not throw the case out, but it would be great to have our supporters in their seats again. Also, we may get a verdict on Tuesday, so it would be a good day to hang around the courtroom. No one from our team is worried at all, though we ask the public to attend the hearing at the Oakland Federal Courthouse, 13th and Clay, 4th floor, one block from the Oakland City Center, 12th Street BART station. The historic trial of Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney versus FBI agents and Oakland police officers went to the jury on Friday, May 17th, after 6 weeks of federal court in Oakland, California. The 8-woman, 2-man jury immediately elected a woman foreperson and began deliberations shortly after 1 p.m. 2 days before, Judge Claudia Wilkin dismissed the case against two FBI defendants after ruling there was insufficient evidence that they had any animus against the plaintiffs or Earth First, and so they were immune from being sued. As the second day of jury deliberations began on Monday, May 20th, jurors requested copies of the First and Fourth Amendments to the U.S. Constitution, which the defendants are accused of violating by false arrest, unlawful search, and conspiracy to interfere with free speech. Surprisingly, or perhaps not, federal and Oakland defense attorneys objected. Judge Wilkin overruled the objection and read those amendments to the jury, but did not give the jury a written copy to take back to the jury room. Their agents obviously haven't read the Constitution, so why would they want anyone else looking at it, said Daryl Cherney. Later last Monday, the jury sent a note saying, "We want to see the nails, all of them." They were provided with the bags of roofing nails and framing nails found in the back of Judy Berry's station wagon and evidence bags of finishing nails recovered from the crime scene that had been taped to the bomb to increase the bodily injury it would cause. There were also finishing nails removed from Judy Berry's house that police falsely claimed matched the bomb nails. Notably lacking was any bag of finishing nails found in Judy's car, which were identical to the bomb nails, as falsely claimed in the sworn police affidavit used to persuade a judge to sign a search warrant for Judy and Daryl's homes. For more information on the case, visit www.judyberry.org. That's www.judibarry.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the face.